right, let's do this.
Gentlemen, just first of all, what's the biggest lesson your team will learn from playing three rounds in the playoffs here?
Just how hard it is. I think, you hear how hard the playoffs are and the grind of going through it, and it's everything you hear about, but it's, you don't really know until you experience it. It was a fun run. That's what you dream of, I guess, as a kid, is playing in those games, and that game seven was one that I think everyone will remember.
I think, just like Troop said, you learn a lot from just being in those big moments. Now, next time around, which hopefully it's next season again, being in an opportunity, you know what everything looks like. You know, the increased, media obligations and fan support, the whiteout, everything like that. You know, it just, you know what to expect and what it looks like. But just taking on those experiences from those big games and tough series, you know, you lose a game, how you respond. Game seven obviously was, you know, a huge learning experience. So I think you take from all of those.
Both of you guys need new deals. Are you both interested in being here for the long term, and how do you expect things to play out in the summertime?
I love being a Winnipeg Jet, but all those things get taken care of, obviously, in the off season. Right now it's just so soon after the year, obviously still really disappointed on the way things ended, so all those things get sorted out, I think, over time in the summer.
Yeah, I get the sense there's a little unfinished business, I guess, here with this team. And I mean, we all have such good relationships on this team. It's fun to be a part of, and it's a special team that you want to play for a contender, and that's what we have here.
Josh, several times throughout the course of particularly the postseason, you know, we saw you sort of. It was not uncharacteristic to see you sort of limp off, and yet you never missed a shift. I mean, how hard was this on your body? And I'm singling you. It's hard on everybody, but you just seemed to take a beating in this series and really never missed a minute. I mean, are you dealing anything now or because of that?
He was faking that for attention, and now you're giving.
We started to wonder.
Yeah, I mean, obviously blocking shots and. Getting in the tough areas is part of the playoffs, part of playoff hockey. Everybody's sacrificing out there, to try to do everything they can to help the team win. Lots of guys, you look in the training room after games, there's a lot of ice packs for sure throughout the playoffs. And, you know, that's another thing you learn. It definitely goes to another level of intensity and it does take another, physical toll on the body for sure. Everyone's got little things going on, but... that's part of the playoff hockey, and you hope that specifically with shot blocking, it hits you in the right spot. But I put on the shot blockers, and I don't think it ever hit the shot blocker once. It seemed to go everywhere else. So that's sort of the way it works.
Jacob, Josh scores a big goal the other night, and maybe you guys think that you're going to get going. You're going to get rolling, and yet you're not able to take a lead at any point really in games through two through five. Why was it so tough to get that next goal against Vegas?
I don't know. You're right. It seemed like every time we score, we got a little momentum, they come right back down and score. It's a credit to them, I think, too. I mean, that's not just on us. They were good, and they responded well after goals. That was probably one of the toughest parts of the series, was just trying to get that momentum and that swing, and we finally get it, and then it just always seemed to slip away there. I've thought about it, but I don't really have the answers for you yet.
Jacob, just to pick up on that question from Kenna a few minutes ago, would you want to sign a long-term deal here as opposed to something shorter term like you did the last time around? Would that be something you'd be very interested in?
Yeah, I haven't put a whole ton of thought in it yet. I mean, the season just ended, but I'm sure in the next week or two or a couple of days I'll meet with my agent, and we'll go over stuff, and we'll see where it goes from there, and let him talk to Chevy, and I'm sure something will get worked out.
and the hope would be to get it done the quicker the better, as opposed to letting it drag out into the training camp again?
Been down that road once. The quicker the better.
Jacob, what's changed the most for you to maybe want to stay here now, as opposed to maybe how you felt a couple of years
ago? Well, now I get to play with Josh. I don't know. I feel like we play very well together. We have an important role. It's a role that is challenging every night that we've kind of grown and learned with. I think there's times at the start of the season where things weren't going fantastic for us, or we struggled a little bit. But I mean, we learned, and I think by the end of the year, we were pretty confident in our ability to play against the other team's best players. And that's an important role and has a significant impact. And I mean, making the run we made in the playoffs, and just how this team's capable of playing, it's fun to be a part of.
For both of you, just to pick up on the partnership, and this has been a year that you guys have played a lot of big minutes against tough opposition together. What can you guys do now that maybe, you know, on October 1st, like, how have you improved since then, and what's been getting better for you guys?
Well, I think part of it just goes with being in situations over and over again. You know, I think having a body of work playing with somebody, you know, I think you start to read off the other person a lot better. I mean, now, you know, communication is huge, but as we see in the playoffs, it's so loud in those buildings that a lot of times, I mean, you really can't hear anything. So it's just that knowing where your partner's going to be. I think Troops alluded to it sort of before. I think the confidence factor as well, knowing we've had success, you know, playing against top lines and being in big situations and doing well with it, you know, and also learning from experiences where it didn't go well or you made a mistake. So, but I think just the sheer, you know, amount of minutes playing together and being in those situations together, just having that that chemistry, you know, really is probably what I would say has helped us the most as time goes on playing alongside one another.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah.